Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. We have a lot to go over today. We're going to jump right into, honestly, such a fun day that we've already had.
We've had a great day.
The sun is shining. I did want to give a quick disclaimer. There is serious construction happening on our street right now. And of course, the moment we decided to sit down and be tech AV girlies, the trucks pulled up in front of our house. So there could potentially be some background construction noise. But you know what? That is just real life.
They're right there.
No, they're literally, I'm looking at
massive construction trucks.
What are they doing? They said we're doing resurfacing.
They're doing a lot. They're digging holes. There's huge trucks.
I feel like concrete. We're under attack right now. Because yes. There are trucks everywhere. So
I feel like putting a little sign that says, podcast in progress.
On air. We are on air.
I'm going to say this is my low.
I would say that's my low as well.
Because it started today and I think it's going to go on for a long time.
100%. So this past weekend, we went to Chicago/Milwaukee and we had quite the trip.
It was great.
It was filled with so many different things. Friends, family, a little bit of business, a little bit of, I don't know, exploring new places. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go ahead and talk about what you've already shared the low, which is
the trucks that are now going to have a permanent place here for a number of months.
What's
going to take a while?
Months?
I would say so.
I thought it was just like this week.
I really don't know, but just prepare for the worst.
What are they doing?
A lot. It's not sewers, but it's something resurfacing and something else, but there are big trenches on the side of the road.
Oh my God. Yes. I had no idea.
So I'm going to say that's my low because I had a fantastic week.
Oh yes. Please share.
Well, it was really great. We left last Thursday and we went to Chicago.
We went to Chicago and we went because I was invited by one of my high school. So my college roommate and my high school best friend live together. They're in the same program at Marquette in Milwaukee, which is so fun. And they obviously live together, and there was the opening night for the Morgan Wallen concert on Friday. So we all decided to meet Milwaukee. One thing led to another, and we just really built upon this one plan.
Well, you talked to Sophie.
Oh yeah.
After you had her on the podcast, she said, if you're ever going to be in Milwaukee, you have to come see me.
Yeah.
And you said, actually, I am going to be in Milwaukee.
Yes.
And then you quickly looked at me and said, please come. This would be really fun. And yes. Then this whole boondoggle turned into a really fun weekend because, yes, like you said, it was a compilation of all sorts of activities.
Great word. It was a compilation.
Mm-hmm. So we drove to Chicago on Thursday. We did a teeny bit of shopping. Very relaxing drive.
So easy to drive.
We did
to
work
Chicago.
On the way there.
Yes.
We talked. We did a lot.
We did.
And then we had a great dinner.
Yes, we went to the Ralph Lauren Polo Lounge. We got there like late afternoon, changed, freshened up. And then where we were staying, we stayed at the Peninsula Hotel. So it's on the same block as the Ralph Lauren Polo Lounge. We had an early dinner at 5 o'clock, that would be.
5 o'clock.
Which it's 6 o'clock our time, so I didn't feel too bad. So we strolled down, we sashayed down to the restaurant. And our reservation was actually an hour later.
Well, we had tried to make an hour later and they never confirmed that it was. It didn't matter. We were starving.
Yeah.
What was awesome about it is normally when I'm in there, it's jam-packed.
Yes.
And it wasn't. It was getting jam-packed by the time we left our early bird dinner.
Yes.
But it was great because we took some pictures and there were only two or three tables.
Yeah, there was nobody there. Mm-hmm. So it was just a marvelous meal. We had our French 75s. That was a robust bread basket. And I got steak in my salad, which is something that I don't always do. And
I got salmon.
I got to tell you, I really liked having the steak because sometimes having a full steak or a full filet is too much for me. Mm-hmm. But having just a little bit of red meat was perfect.
You said it was delicious. And we did kind of splurge at the beginning. We had pigs in a blanket.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the pigs in the blanket. How could I forget about the pigs in a blanket? But it was the perfect amount. It was only six. So it was like three each because
And they were tiny.
Yes. Yes. If you're having pigs in a blanket in a non-tailgating scenario, it really can only be under three.
Yes.
Because then you're like, yes, what am I doing?
Then you're a pig in a blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Peas in a bee.
Yes.
So that was what we did on Thursday night. And then Friday night, I live for when we go through our schedule and our itineraries on the podcast. I think it's so funny because nobody asked for it, but it's one of my favorite things to share. Mm-hmm. Friday morning, we got up bright and early because we drove to Milwaukee and we met Sophie for brunch, and she picked out a really cute place. I actually ended up going there a second time with my friends. It was called Sweet Diner. And we met her And it was so fitting because the week before we had done the podcast, so then we were able to meet her in real life. And I mean, I could have stayed and spoken to her for the rest of my life, but obviously she, you know, had a business to run. So we were there for like an hour and a half, and it was just so...
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's so cute. So we had a great time. And then she was like, well, she had to go to her business coach, but she gave us the addresses to her two restorations that she did in Whitefish Bay, Milwaukee, which is a beautiful neighborhood. So we drove down. What was that? What's that called?
Actually, it was funny. We left Sweet Diner and I put the address into the GPS and it started taking us one way.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
And Sophie was in the car in front of us, which we didn't realize. And she texted you or she called you.
Me. Yeah.
And she's pointing, you're going the wrong way. Go the pretty way. So we looped around and we went down Lake Drive.
Yes.
Which was gorgeous houses.
Gorgeous. And it was a pretty day, too. It was like
spring.
One just stone brick. They looked historic. They probably weren't. Just old houses after another. And it was right on the water. So it was beautiful. And then we were able to actually walk into the second restoration, which is finishing up. She like let the painters know. So we went in and did a little tour of it. And it was so charming. She's just doing such an amazing job with it. Mm-hmm. And seeing it in person was really fun. And then a few streets away was her first restoration. So we went and...
Somebody lives there now. So we drove. It's on a corner. And the things that she did to the house, you wouldn't even know. It just fit in so well. She just has a nice eye for things. So
beautiful
we drove
eye.
Around there. And really, we just drove up and down streets. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
It really is. And it's so funny because I felt I really took to the people in Wisconsin being those Midwestern roots. Mm-hmm. It felt like a very homey, familiar place. I really resonate with those who live in the Midwest. And then you went back to Chicago after that, after our little
I dropped you
tour
off
de
with
Sophia.
Your friends.
Yes, dropped me off with my friends. And they... live like kind of in the city, I would say. So that was a really fun location. And then we all got ready for the concert, had a little like pregame with other Miami kids, which was really fun to see them again. I can't believe it's like I was saying, it's almost been a full year since I saw Emily, my other roommate, which I was, and it seemed like nothing had changed. Like we just picked up right where we left off. And then we went to the concert, which was really fun. I think I mentioned this previously. I'm not like a huge concert person. So I was preparing myself for the crowds and for the, well, mostly the crowds. And it was a really good time. He put on a very good show. And I did know a lot more songs than I thought. Ernest opened up for him, which Elizabeth and I, we really like Ernest. And
didn't he come to Miami?
He came to Miami. And it was, I felt proud because Ernest had performed at Brook Street, which was a bar in Miami. And there were, you know, I don't even know how many people can that hold. Like under 1,000. It was probably like 200, 300 people he performed in front of. And he was in a huge stadium with 45,000 people.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, this is a beautiful arc that I'm seeing.
And I think that Miami does that at Brick Street.
Yes.
They get mostly country singers.
Is yeah, I mean, correct? That was like last year that he was there. So I feel like he was still pretty big last year. But he writes songs with Morgan Wallen and then goes on tour with him. The only thing I will have to say about the concert, which everyone who I was with agreed with, I went in a really cute denim dress, if you follow me on Instagram.
It was really cute.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You all looked, all of your
friends. Yeah, no, we all decided to do like little dresses, which was really fun because it was a beautiful night. So I wore my denim dress that we got in Palm Springs at the Allison Olivia outlet. It's still available, but it's like showing. It's saying that it's like $495. We did not get it for that much.
No.
How much did you think we got it for? Like 100 or 200? Mm-hmm. It was majorly marked down. So it was a steal. But I was wearing the dress, and then we were in a baseball stadium. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Field.
Yeah.
But it has a dome, and like the Cleveland baseball field does not have a dome. They're really cool. So they put, I thought, oh, the dome will definitely be open because it's a beautiful night. So the dome is closed because then they were saying like for echoing purposes, which that doesn't make sense either because I've been to concerts outside without a dome at
right.
Progressive Field, and there's no, that's a microphone issue. That's a.
Yeah, I don't understand
speaker
that.
Problem. So anyway, the dome's closed. I'm in denim. There's 100 people. Not 100 people. There's hundreds of thousands. No, not 100. Excuse me.
It's a math problem.
Millions of people were there. No, I'm kidding. There were thousands of people there. So it's hot. And the special effects team decided that it would be a really great idea to continually pump like fire into the stadium.
I don't, that doesn't seem like with a safe, good idea.
For the smoke to go because the dome's closed. So like if he had, you know, like a big beat or a big, what's it called? Chorus, like these smokes, things would go up. And I'm in denim and this thing is sticking to my, I'm like, someone needs to open a window. So that was the only thing I got. We all
just
got
like
very
put a crack in the dome. Could you crack the dome?
Crack in the dome. Because normally, I guess if you're there for a baseball game, there's not that added fire element to it. You know, it's probably a colder.
I don't actually understand why you're putting off fire stuff with a dome.
Because I think they're probably like they're sticking. I mean, we really got into this. They're probably sticking to the set. And like most of the time, they're not performing at a baseball field that has a dome.
Okay.
That's what we came down to. But you should adjust. And it was also opening night. So I think that they were pulling out all the tricks of the trade and the fireworks and everything like that. It was getting suffocatingly hot in there. I felt like I was in a sauna. So that's my only, Morgan, if you're listening, that is my only criticism of the night. And really, I don't think that's even his fault.
Because it's not.
It's not his fault. Anyway, and then the traffic was I sound like an old woman. It was really hot. And the traffic was really bad. We did like low key. If it hadn't been for Megan. So my friend Megan from high school has just always been gifted in like, what would you say?
She kind of reminds me of Claire in that she is extremely organized. She's efficient. She's a problem solver. She's super smart.
Yeah.
She's a go-getter. And you just know that. She's going to take care of it.
She's going to take care of it. That was a great way to sum it up. So,
and I feel like you have been friends since freshman year in high school. And I think that's, you're drawn to people like that because of your older sister.
Totally. She reminds me very much of of Claire.
Yes.
So I was kind of panicking because, you know, we're at the tippity top of the stadium. We had like really high up seats. And so you can see out and all I see is red lights of cars surrounding this dome. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're going to get stuck here. Like, we're never going to be able to get out. And like, our baseball field in Cleveland is surrounded by, it's walkable. Like, if you could walk to downtown and then from downtown.
There are many ways. Once you got out, there are many routes. There's different paths you could take.
100%. So the Milwaukee baseball field, which I'm sure many of you know, is kind of far out of the way, they said. It took us a while to get there. And really the thing next to it is a highway. So there was only one lot to pick everybody up for, and I'm sure many people experience this, but this is why I don't really go to concerts, because I can't get over the crowds and the logistics of transportation. I just find it so overwhelming. So there was one lot to pick everybody up for Ubers, and everybody got like, not cut out of the app, but no Ubers were coming.
It crashed.
It literally crashed. There was no more cars. They couldn't get in. And the entire stadium was just circled around this tiny little lot. It was like school pickup on steroids. But like, you add in, everybody's in a cowboy hat. People are drunk. And I am just like hot. Actually, at that point, I was just happy to be outside.
You know what? Thank goodness it was good weather. Because then it's got a party atmosphere.
Megan always pulls through. And she must have been the only person who was able to get like an Uber through the app. And he parked like far away. So we had to go against the crowd. We crossed the bridge. Whatever. We got there. And I'm like, of course, Megan took care of it.
Of course she did.
But it did take us
no one better.
There's no one better. It did take us like a good hour to get out of the stadium. Mm-hmm. So anyway, those were my thoughts on concerts. And I'm glad I went. It was so much fun.
Well, and you could be anywhere with those girls.
They're
so fun to be with.
It was so fun. And then the next day we went back to the same brunch spot, Sweet Diner, and had breakfast. And then I drove back with Megan, and you and I ended up having another full day in Chicago. Why don't you talk about that? I feel like I've been chatting a lot.
Oh, no, it was fun to hear, because while you were doing that, after I dropped you off, I took kind of a long circuitous route through Wilmette, Winnetka, and I visited some old stomping grounds because Dad and I used to live in Evanston. I lived there before we were married. And then after we were married, and it was a beautiful spring day, and I stopped and had lunch on the way home. I was talking to Dad. I talked to Elizabeth on the phone. Then I went to our favorite coffee shop in Evanston. Mm-hmm. And I actually got an iced tea and a banana. And I walked down the street where my old apartment used to be, and then down to the next block where our apartment was when we were first married.
I love it. That is just so cute.
And it was. It was really cute. It was really fun. I drove all around Evanston. And I haven't had that kind of a feel in a long time where I didn't need to be anywhere. I wasn't in a hurry.
Yes.
There weren't any errands. There was nothing I had to do. I felt like I was really on vacation.
Well, that is so great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Then I went to Serena and Lily. Yes.
The motherland.
I decided to go see. I'm on the hunt, as you know, for some artwork for our lake house.
Yes.
Didn't find anything, but I found other things.
Yeah.
Some little accessories. And there's a nice gentleman there named David, who I've worked with before. And it was calm there. It was really nice. So I spent, I don't know, maybe an hour in Serena and Lily, bought some things, put it right in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drove back to the hotel and I had a massage. At 5:30, which was great. Yes. I kind of felt like Eloise. I don't know the last time. I don't know when I've stayed in a hotel by myself. It was really fun. I got a massage. And then one of the things I like about their spa is they have these little tiny beds.
Yes.
So before and after your service, you can sit in these cute little beds that, you know, you can adjust and have some nuts. They're and a little warm. Bit of tea. It was dreamy. I was very grateful, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went back up to my room. And I ordered room service.
Ah.
That was delicious. And then I got into my jammies.
Mm-hmm.
And I needle pointed. I mean, talk about sounding.
I can't.
It was a great night. And, you know, so now that I like to needle point.
Right.
And I watched two movies that happened to be on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And one was 27 Dresses and the other one was Knocked Up, both with Katherine Heigl, old movies. And I sat in bed and needle pointed till late.
Yeah, you said
that. Oh my gosh, it was so great. Went to bed, woke up early-ish, worked out. They have a beautiful gym there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, showered, went down to the lobby and ate breakfast.
Yep.
And then I went and had a manicure and a pedicure.
Wow.
Came back to the room. And then I was working on, I don't know, I was making some lists and doing some things. And then you returned around 2.
I showed back up at 2, mm-hmm. and that's where I saw you. And then we went to Lincoln Park, and we went to La Colombe. We walked up and down the street. I wanted to go into All She Wrote. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We just
saw a listener and a follower at All She Wrote.
Yes, you're right. And we also went to the needle pointing shop.
Yes, but first of all, your listener.
Yes. So
was
she
so nice.
That was so fun. So we were in All
She
Wrote.
I hope she's listening.
I hope she is listening. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
I think
her name is Chloe.
I think her name was Chloe. Mm-hmm. We took a picture together. We went into All She Wrote and we were just putzing around. I was looking for new cosmetic bags because we love their cosmetic bags. And she was on the phone, but then I think she got off the phone and she came up to us and she said, oh my gosh, I am a podcast listener and I, you know, follow along and listen to everything. So we stopped and chatted with her for a bit. She was so sweet. She lived in Chicago,
nice.
Right? She
yes.
lived there. So that was super fun.
It was really fun. And I was so happy that she came up and said hello to you.
I know. It really made our whole day.
It did.
It was.
We potentially talked to her for too long. But
potentially.
Yes.
Potentially. If you're like going to open it up, we will talk your ear off. So
she was really nice.
Very sweet. But before that, I forgot that the first stop that we did in Lincoln Park, which was the main draw that we wanted to, was we went to a needle pointing shop to pick up some new projects. Third Coast. Needle pointing. Yeah.
Yes, because one of our podcast listeners sent me a DM and she's the one that sent us to the Newport store. And then she checked up on me, which was so cute. Her first name is Amy. And she checked up on me and was like, how's it going? How are you doing with it?
Yes.
And I sent her a picture.
Oh,
yes. Of my first finished project. And then she must have been following you and saw that we were going to be in Chicago. So she said, she DM'd me and said, you have to go. Here's another needlepoint shop. That one was just as cute with an Australian woman there helping us.
Yes.
And it was crowded.
When we first showed up, it was just in the middle of the day. There was no one really there. Mm-hmm. And then moments after, it was a packed house. And it was women coming in with projects that they were either dropping off to have made into whatever, what have you may. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then other people picking up some projects that they had been waiting on. So it was a very, like, I wanted to get to know everyone in the store.
It's just a whole new world.
Yes. And
I love
the fact that she was Australian, it just made this whole thing seem so much more worldly.
It did. I loved it. And I'm kind of learning a little bit at each one when I'm talking to the people.
Yes.
That work in the different stores. And I had no idea, but my friend, my new Instagram DM friend,
yes.
Amy, had said to me that finishing the projects can take months.
Months.
So I finished the first one with the, you started it with the little bows, and then I just finished it.
Yes, yes.
And it's actually a coaster, but I wanted to make it into a little pillow or a little sign or something. And I guess there are so many people needlepointing and a shortage of finishers. So what you do is, if you don't know how to finish the project, you take it back into a needlepoint store, and then you tell them that what you want, you fill out a form and you pay for it, and then they finish it.
Yes.
Well, it's 7 or 8 months. So I think what I'm going to do is frame.
All of them.
The first guy said, if you want to, framing is the easiest because you can take it to your favorite framer.
Makes sense.
I think I've talked about this before. I love needlepointing now.
I love it for you. And it's fun because in each city now, you know, it takes us to a new boutique. But you did pick up 3 different projects that all are in the same color scheme, very cohesive. And they're going to go into one of the bedrooms.
That's what I'm thinking. It was kind of fun because my sister said to me the other day, did I see that you're needlepointing?
Yeah.
And I used to be a big cross stitcher.
Yes.
And I did cross stitch like the crest of my sorority on the front of a sweatshirt.
So you, Anne.
And then like the kite was the symbol, so I had kites down, and I did one for Dad, an Irish, a Notre Dame one. And my sister started one for her college boyfriend at the time, and then I had to finish it for her. So I used to, long time ago, cross stitch.
Yeah.
And then we've talked about this. I was a big knitter. So I like the needlepoint.
Well, it's all very exciting, and it is a hobby that has a lot of depth to it. You know, you can do gifts, you can do decor, you can do it for yourself, coasters, frames, what have you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to go from, mm-hmm. Which is fabulous. And then that evening, which was Saturday, we actually got together with your 2 freshman year college hallmates. So they live in the Chicago area. Karen had to drive like 3 hours.
Yes, so she had to drive. She's in Indiana. I haven't seen them in years.
Yes.
And it was so, for some reason, serendipitous, because it was so easy to get together. I literally the week before said, because the trip kind of came up out of nowhere.
Yes. And we really just kept piling and adding things onto this, trying to soak up as much as we could from our locations that we were mm-hmm. in. So mm-hmm. That was the theme of the whole trip. They were able to make it, and it was nice because they just came to the hotel. The Peninsula has a really cool bar, which I don't think I've ever actually gone up there. Like, for all the times we've stayed there, I don't think that I've actually ever had
they're pretty strict about being 21 up there.
Oh, well, that's
because
why.
I remember once Elizabeth was with us and we went up and the elevator opens right up and they don't let you come out like if you're not 21. So they
makes sense.
They booted us one time.
We got the boot.
But we made a reservation and they were staying down the street. So they just came and we were there for 5.5 hours, I think.
So long. And it was a really pretty night and it's a cool bar location. I was having a spritz. I was in my white lady jacket and I was just listening to you guys laugh. I went upstairs to say hi because I just wanted to say hello. And then I ended up just staying because I was like, why not? It was a beautiful setting.
I mean, of course we loved
it. It was so fun. So that was our Saturday night. And then Sunday we woke up and we had breakfast in the lobby. And then a lot of interesting characters in the lobby. And then we went to the Ralph Lauren coffee shop on that same block. Really didn't leave our area. And grabbed a coffee before we hit the road. And we actually met another follower there. She was so cute. She was with a group of people. She was from Dallas. And she came over and we took a picture and she said hello. So really
that
bookended
was nice
the trip.
Too. That was nice.
Yes. And then we hit the road. It was kind of a gross day on Sunday, so it felt like it was our time to leave. And then we got back. And it's a really easy drive from Cleveland to Chicago. It's honestly like 5 hours, 5.5 hours. Mm-hmm. So it's not too bad. But that was the little Chicago recap. A lot of good things came about. And it felt like a long time we were gone.
It did. Didn't it? 3 nights. For some reason, the third night really makes a difference.
I would agree with that. It was Thursday to Sunday.
I felt very refreshed.
Oh, well, I'm happy that you did. The mm-hmm. last time you were by yourself in the hotel was when I was at the New York Fashion Week events. I left you.
Yes.
And you kind of did the same Eloise moment.
It was nice.
Yes.
This was really fun because I just got to go to sleep. Like, you came back late and woke me up. Do you know what I mean? This was
it's so true.
I mean, really not to be nitpicky.
No, you really just had dinner by yourself that time.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. This is totally different.
This you was had
a,
totally different.
A night to yourself.
It was great.
Yeah.
We missed Dad. We were happy to see.
Well,
he had stuff going on. He had a Saturday night event that he was going to.
Yeah. And Claire and Connor have been in Italy.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they're so cute. We are part of a shared album. And every day I just wake up to new Italian pictures. And they are just running around Rome and Florence and Positano and Venice and living their best lives.
Living
the definition of thriving.
It makes me really happy to see the pictures. She was so cute. She was there over her birthday.
Yes.
And I think it was on her birthday. She bought herself an adorable dress. It's blue with lemons all over it.
Did you see a picture? I never saw the picture.
Yeah, it's really cute. Okay. I'm going to tell you sometimes, and this did not happen with Claire. It looks really cute. Sometimes when you're on vacation, you know, you buy something because you get caught up in the moment. You're out west and next thing you know, you come home with a horse and cowboy boots.
We've all been there.
You think it's cool.
Yes.
And that happens to me. I mean, it happens to everyone.
It happens to everyone.
Darling on her.
I guess I didn't catch that picture in the shared album. I'm going to have to revisit
that. And it will
that.
Look nice. You know, it's a problem if you buy stuff on vacation and then when you come back to real life. It doesn't quite work like a Hawaiian shirt if you're in Hawaii and
right.
you think this is amazing. I'm going to look so great when I go right. to the grocery store.
Doesn't have the same effect once you get back to Ohio right. and you're going to you right. know, Whole
so
Foods.
It looks so cute on her. And
oh
then
gosh.
She did tell me that she texted that Connor forgot his swimming suit.
Oh, yeah. This
and they
funny.
Were going on a boat ride. And so he had to buy a swimming suit and it's coral colored and really funky looking, and I think he looks so cute in his little Italian
I thought that
suit.
Was really cute. So they're coming back with some souvenirs, and they went a lot of they really saw Italy.
Oh my gosh,
I have to enunciate. They really saw Italy.
They saw that. I don't know what happened with the boat ride. I can't wait to hear how that went in
yes.
his swim trunks yeah. but everything. But they have done, they both planned. I think Claire kind of led the charge on the planning.
Yeah.
And I think that she did, I don't think, I know she did a great job.
I'm excited to hear her bows and lows of the trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Won't that be fun?
Maybe we'll have them back on.
She could do a little travel recap.
That's what I'm
recap.
Thinking.
That's a good
I
idea.
I think we could all use a little young love and a little Italian adventure.
Yeah, that's
not
cute.
That the work on the street isn't important
no,
as well.
No, that's
that's what we have to report on.
That's super fun.
And stalking those who frequent UPS.
Yes. A little bit about our day.
Yeah, it's just people, you know, having different weeks.
Right, right. But they get back on Saturday, and
yes.
I'm excited to see them.
Thrilling. And then we leave for Dallas on Sunday mm-hmm. for a few days. We're going to Dallas because Claire and my dad have a conference together, and then obviously we're like, we're going to come with you.
Along.
We're going to tag along. Mm-hmm. And there might be a potential meet and greet in some capacity, and I'm going to team up with another just darling influencer, Louise Montgomery, who mm-hmm. we've been like, you know, Instagram friends. You guys know how that goes. And both of our followers were kind of reaching out and actually came up with the idea that we should do a combined meet and greet. So when I'm recording this right now, I have not solidified anything. I just checked my phone to see because she was letting me know that she texted that she would let me know in a couple hours. So fingers crossed that something comes about, but things are in the works. So it's
right.
very last minute.
It's going to be, I hope that it does work.
Me too. I hope that it does work because there's a lot of followers on both of our platforms that live in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
which makes sense. Dallas is a very chic place.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. We haven't been there in a while. So that'll be nice. And it'll be nice to have some time with Claire as well. She'll probably be jet lagged, but
I know she is going to be very tired, but
she's a trooper.
It's going to be fun to like hear everything immediately after the trip mm-hmm. when it's still fresh in her mind.
And I think when I pick them up at the airport, I'm going to get some groceries. I like when I start just on the podcast telling you
some groceries
to do. I think I'll bring them some groceries because
oh,
they're not
going
to have anything.
Oh my gosh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. That's what we did after their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. That was really cute because we set it up. But I'm just going to have it in the car.
I think that would be nice because they're going to be tired and,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
And a little something for their dinner.
You're so sweet.
Thanks.
Thanks. That is really thoughtful of you. But yet I wouldn't expect anything
I know,
less.
But it's the worst when you come back.
No, it's literally the worst. And it's one thing if it's just like a quick 2-day trip, you know, it's you bounce back. But there's something about being so far away and gone for 2 weeks.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I was a child and we went on vacation and we came home, my grandma would have a crock pot of bean soup.
That's amazing.
However, it was not good soup.
No.
So it was actually extremely thoughtful that she did it, but who as a little kid wants to come home from this vacation and eat bean soup?
So it was bad soup, you're saying?
I did not like the soup. She also made oatmeal raisin cookies dusted with powdered sugar. Yes. That was what I really liked. And then as we got a little bit older, she eliminated the soup.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Probably because it wasn't getting a lot of reaction.
No. I mean, I'm sure my mom didn't care. My mom was probably thrilled. She didn't have to make anything and there was something there. But can we bring sandwiches over or something? Like,
yeah, not, like a turkey sandwich.
I'm 10. I don't want bean soup.
Like even now, I would even probably love it. Even in the summer, she would do bean soup. Like,
didn't matter when. Vacation. I think in her mind, it was easy because she could make it and then transport it or something.
Maybe hearty.
Extremely thoughtful. But I didn't like it. But the oatmeal raisin cookies, I did like.
I also remember this was when we were like this stopped a long time ago. But when we were like really little and we would go to Europe and come back, like somebody, I don't know who it was in our family, would like make us cookies and drop it off.
That was Grammy.
They would like come in the house.
Or sometimes Julia.
Yeah, Julia and Grammy would like come in the house sometimes and like bring in the newspaper in the mail. And
that was Grammy when you were really little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like a core memory of mine and it was so fun.
And sometimes Julia and I will leave stuff for each other.
Well, right, yeah.
Cookies, typically.
I don't know. People haven't done the cookie thing in a long time.
No, Julia.
I should have done that for Julia when she got back.
I know. We referenced it, but neither of us did it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to spring it. Well, and by I'm going to mean us. Like, next time Julia's on a vacation, I'm just going to do it.
She'd love it.
Yeah, but she just was on one and I completely forgot because the memory just came back.
Bring her cookies just because. Dan would like that.
Dan would like that. But something about coming back from a trip.
Right.
Yes.
It is a nice touch. So that's my plan for Saturday. We also have a bridal shower
to go to. Breaks into the house. The window's broken. Look at the cookies that I made you. Okay. What?
Too much.
Too far. Much. Yeah. Sorry.
We have a bridal shower to go to on Saturday.
We do. We have a bridal shower for actually Megan's sister. So she'll be back in town again, which
I'm
is exciting.
Excited about that.
Very exciting about that. Actually, a lot of really thrilling things in the works for moi this past week.
Ooh, you've got a lot percolating. You have a lot going
percolating.
On.
Percolating. Making some money moves this week.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Sometimes I say that and it's just so funny. No, but honestly, a lot of fun plans have come up. So
we worked a little bit today and we have been working on the next line.
The next merchandise collection.
So cute.
Which if you have never checked that out, be sure to go on my website. A little plug. I'm currently sipping my afternoon coffee. Oh, I have a couple other bows that I want to talk about. I'm sipping my afternoon coffee out of my peony mug, which was from our spring collection last year. I use this all the time and I will put iced coffee in here and just kind of stick a straw in it.
I love those mugs.
No, I love these mugs. It's honestly like the perfect size because I'm so specific about like my hand to cup ratio.
You are.
And I don't know if other people feel this way. Actually, I do know that other people feel this way because I've talked about it with like my Uncle Dan who loves coffee. We go in depth about the mugs and I like to keep up with what his mugs are and what my mugs. It's a whole thing. But I personally feel like my mugs are the perfect size for your hand and they also hold the perfect amount of coffee.
It's those like, are just sweet. The peony toile.
Very sweet. I love them. So we've been working on the merchandise collection and I'm looking forward to it because
it's
really bright and happy and it's perfect for spring and summer. I would say it's more leaning towards summer, but it's
good all year round.
Yes,
but it's fantastic that it's dropping. I like using that word.
Yes,
that it's dropping. we're kind of leaning towards mid-May.
That is what we're leaning towards, is mid-May, and I think that we will be on track for that.
I think so.
With what we know now, I think that, you know, we have our design, we have our color scheme, we have our logo, we have our products, and it's just going to be dependent on shipping.
Exactly.
But I'm really looking forward to it. So if you are needing a gift for somebody for this summer, it's going to probably have to be after Mother's Day. We're not going to be able to get it out before Mother's Day.
No.
But that's an early holiday. So,
right.
But stay tuned because if you need something, I mean, I don't want to hype this up
now
too much.
Now I'm bummed that it's not going to be for Mother's Day,
no,
but it's okay.
I literally just thought of that. It's
not going to be.
Such
it's
a
for
huge
after,
loss.
I know. After Mother's Day, but graduation. A gift for yourself.
A gift for yourself. I feel like people really need gifts in the summer, and I don't know why that is, but it is a gift-giving time.
Well,
I feel
you're like out and about.
Yes.
I mean, you're going places. I'm a big fan of bringing a little gift.
Yes.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
I love it. So it's going to be mid-May after Mother's Day. Also, the coffee has been
restocked. The coffee has been restocked. My Emily Olmbeau's original coffee ground blends. I have two, the classic blend and the brunching blend, were such huge sellers. And I have my, right now I'm having an afternoon pick-me-up, so that's like an iced coffee situation. But every morning I have French press and I drink my own coffee grounds and they're fabulous. So we just restocked that. It's available on my website and we've already had some sales. They are very fresh. We picked them up. And they're like made to order. So you're having fresh coffee grounds. And I mean, I know that they're my own coffee grounds, but seriously, it's some of the best. It has like hints of chocolate and citrus and smokiness. And it's really quite fabulous. So if you would like to, you know, be a part of having a better morning, I would recommend purchasing that.
And you, I love the French press coffee that you make because we have a teeny pot and then we have a bigger one.
Yes.
And I like when you make the bigger one because I get some of it because it's two cups. Yes.
And I really want to get the Smeg coffee maker for maybe the Lake House or really any location.
I'm kind of, and if anyone has any ideas, maybe they could tweet it out to you.
Yes.
I'm tired of our coffee maker.
We, you know what? There's been whispers of it around the house. You'll and I say heard something, Terry saying Dad it. Will say something. You know, I've thought it, but I'm coming from a different perspective because I primarily exclusively only have my French press.
I know.
So because I don't even want anything in a pod. You know, I have my fresh grounds. I'm not going back. It's an elite combination in my morning and it's what helps me get out of bed and go to sleep. So that's where I'm coming from. But I've been hearing you whisper about that.
And the funny thing is that I was not a coffee drinker until COVID.
Right.
And you, I'm going to say you begged us.
Beg would be the correct word.
Shortly after we were all quarantined and at home and you begged for us to get an espresso.
Yes.
And they were on sale big time.
They were majorly marked down. They were like giving them away at the time.
They were. In fact, I think you did do a giveaway of one.
Oh my gosh, we did. We got like an extra one to do a giveaway. And that was, those were fun times.
Mm-hmm. So we have an espresso and then Dad and I started drinking coffee.
Nonstop. Yeah.
Some would say too much.
Some would say too much. Yes.
I don't drink too much now. But over COVID, I was really into it.
I'm no longer in my like coffee in a pod era. I've moved on.
I understand. I think it's a good. And so I might do the French press. But I did say to Dad the other day, I said, maybe we should get a different
coffee maker.
And he looked back at me and he said, I was thinking the same thing.
I know. I heard it from upstairs.
And then I thought about, what do you think about this? So the Lake House cannot be used right now.
Right.
Because the renovations are in full swing.
Yes.
I thought about maybe the next time I'm there checking on things, you know, tomorrow.
Right.
Bringing that coffee maker home.
Yeah.
And using it here.
You might as well.
Because then we can use your coffee in both the French press and in the machine.
Yes. And I use my coffee in the machine during the summer because that machine takes grounds. But I think that's smart because you don't want to not use that. That's a much nicer coffee machine at the Lake House for some reason than we have here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a solid plan. In fact, this week, if you go out there, I will help you take it home because that way we could really, everybody could be using the grounds.
Then we could just use it a lot and then see how we feel about that machine here.
And then maybe get a new one at the Lake House is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because I will say the lifestyle here, like, you know, we're more on the go here. So Dad needs his coffee faster. You will maybe have it before a walk. Like, you don't want to wait around. But life moves a little slower at the Lake House. So I could see implementing a pot there.
You really want this pot.
I really want this pot. Honestly, I should just take matters into my own hands and
get yourself a pot.
Get myself a pot.
But and I asked you this yesterday because I'm mulling this whole thing.
Mulling.
Brewing it over.
Oh, that was good. Roasting about it.
Yes.
Wow.
And I asked
brewing was better.
Do people have two machines near each other? So would they, I don't even know. We have something from Sur La Table at the Lake House.
It's a
Jaeco or?
No, I thought
I made that up.
Jura.
It's Jura.
Jura. That's what I thought.
So we have a Jura machine. And then would that be strange to have a Jura and then next to it a Smeg?
I mean, I don't think so, but you're asking the wrong person. Because I would have every coffee maker.
Oh, right. You would have. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking that a Smeg kind of just goes more with the vibe of the Lake House in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to, I've been thinking about it.
I don't know, we have to talk about it. Give us your thoughts and your feedback. And if anyone has recently purchased a new coffee maker that has, I'm going to say, changed their life. I'm only looking for things that are going to change your life for the better. Then please reach out.
Something because you have to make a pot. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you have to make the whole pot.
No, I know. I know.
And then someone has to clean the pot.
I know. I know.
So that adds a different, whereas
100%.
Really, with the coffee machine, Dad is the keeper of the coffee machine. If it needs to be descaled, if anything needs to be done, he does it.
But that's why I'm saying we could do the coffee machine that we currently have mixed with a Smeg, you know, because then it's the best of both worlds. Because then, oh, I'm going to give a great point right here. That's not just because I want it. If you have guests staying overnight, we all have to, you know, you can only make one cup at a time and then it takes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, the kids are all asleep. There's a lot of friends over, you know, Elizabeth.
That's a great point.
Brewing the coffee downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just another cleaning thing. But I think they're really cute. Claire and Connor have one. They love it.
Yes. And Connor prepared the coffee when I like lived with them for those 2 weekends I went out. And it was honestly amazing.
We got to start that back up again.
Living with them?
Yeah. Another overnight.
I was thinking the same thing. After Dallas, I think we'll do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but they do set up a little cot. I live in their office, and it's really fun. I don't know if I've given these guys a tour of it.
Oh, you should.
It's super cute. On the topic of something else that changed my life recently, and I can't believe I have not mentioned this before. What time do you need to go? She's going out to dinner.
I probably need to get changed shortly.
Give me like 5 more minutes because I have to tell them about this. I got the Dyson Airwrap. This is going to be quick.
It's worth it. It's worth it to talk about it.
It's worth it to talk about it. And I know a lot of people have it. And I was on the fence for so long because my hair is so temperamental. And I would get my blowouts probably once a week, sometimes twice a week. I was outsourcing it. It was becoming out of control. And I talked to my hairdresser about it. And she's like, honestly, I don't think the Dyson would be worth it. Like, why can't you just like use a Velcro roller? And I was like, because my hair is straw, Annie, and you have beautiful hair. So I said to Mom, I was like, you know what, I'm taking my control back. I really want to be able to have more flexibility with my hair. So you did get the Dyson for myself, and then you got one for Claire, because she, and so Elizabeth and I will share it. Elizabeth has beautiful hair, and so there was, she used it and she's like, I don't think it did anything. I'm like, get out. Literally get out. I would give anything in the world to have your hair. Love you dearly, Betsy.
You also have beautiful hair. It's just a different texture that it's turning into. The hair is controlling your activities,
workouts, activities,
which is understandable.
It is understandable. So anyway, sometimes, you know, you build things up and then it doesn't always work out. But we got the Dyson and it is amazing. I also got new shampoo that you purchased. It's Pureology that was recommended by your hairdresser. I got a few other products that I did some research on from Ulta. And combined with all of it, I've been watching videos. I've been, you know, practicing, some would say. And I have been seeing results. I still have to get better at it. But it was really freeing over the weekend going away and you know, not having to worry like how many days left is my hair gonna go, like,
because you can do your hair, and I think you've told the listeners this, you can do your hair and not wash it again for maybe 3 nights, 3 days, 4, 6 days, a week. Yeah,
but that would be because I was working around, like, you know, I would get my hair done, it would last 5 days, and then I'd be like, okay, I can't do anything for another 2 to 3 days, and then get my hair done again for 5 or 6 days. Like, it was just a very odd way to live.
It's odd.
So,
and if you wanted to exercise, you okay, I'm gonna go exercise, but
you're timing it around hair washes.
Yes, if I'm just getting my hair done, I've got to make sure I work out right before, and then that's tricky.
So honestly, for me, the Dyson will probably pay itself back in like 3 weeks.
Well, you were in a fantastic mood because
I really was.
You figured it out. You started using the different. It did not take you. Your hair takes a long time to blow dry anyway.
Right. I would say that the first time I used it, it probably took 40 minutes. The second time I used it, I can get it down to about 30 minutes now.
That's pretty good.
Which is how long it would take if I go to get it done. It's usually 30 to 40 minutes.
Plus driving there, driving, and the talking, appointment, and the cost.
The cost of it all. So if you have coarse, thick, temperamental hair, curly hair at its core, the Dyson is worth it. And I do not say that lightly, because I know it's an investment. You don't have to worry about frying your hair off, which is another huge win for the program. Mm-hmm. I'll share the products over on Bose & Company. Sorry, just hit that.
Because you had a Revlon one for a while.
2 years ago when everybody did.
And the hairdresser said, stop using that.
Yeah. And then everyone kind of figured that out, that it like will short out and did kind of damage my hair. And so I stopped doing that. But the freedom that I have found this week is next level. And I just had to share with you all. So figure out your hair type. If you're someone who struggles with it, go for it. If not, proceed with your naturally wonderful hair. But go talk to Elizabeth.
I do think it's, your hair is soft. It's,
You've
gotten so much time back in your life.
Maybe I'll wash my hair tonight just because I can.
Right. You're not limited by it.
No, I'm not limited by it. I'm not getting sucked into packages and waking. Oh. I mean, sometimes I'd be like, if we had to travel, I'd be like, okay, well, the only time they can do my hair is like, you know, 7:30 in the morning.
And the issue is no one else in the family or even your friends understands what the schedule is because it's always different. So so you suggest something. You know, do you want to go extra? Do you want to go with me to do da 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 da? And yeah, you can't because your hair, and
it's a not a consistent schedule. It's so arbitrary.
It's free. You're freeing.
Freeing. So that was the last thing that I wanted to share with everyone. You have dinner with friends tonight.
I do.
I have a pedicure at 6:30.
Oh my gosh.
This day is so funny. So thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Bose & Company. Be sure to follow me on all of my socials. We'll see you back here next Monday at 5 a.m. for another episode. And if you're in the Dallas area, please come to if we end up doing a meet and greet, because that would be so fun. And remember, I almost forgot what I was going to say. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.